As the Australian Open kicks into gear, accusations of corruption threaten to overshadow the first Grand Slam of 2016. Secret files leaked to the BBC by whistleblowers have exposed match-fixing syndicates paying players to throw matches. The outlet claims the unnamed players, including previous Grand Slam winners, were repeatedly flagged but never properly investigated. Tennis isn't the first or the last sport to be called out for questionable practices, but does this latest report mean it's game, set, match for honest sportsmanship? We've got David Rowe, Professor of Cultural Research from Western Sydney University, to find out more. Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitt.
So first cycling, then FIFA, AFL, swimming, athletics, the list goes on. Is corruption simply part of sporting culture, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of money in sport, and there's a very close relationship between sport and gambling, legal and illegal. So I think, yes, wherever there's a competition and wherever there can be some kind of betting lists, formal or informal set up, there is likely to be an attempt to influence the result to the advantage of some.
Do you think there's a danger of sport losing credibility in society? I mean, I'm just kind of not annoyed, but kind of almost upset at the level of kind of corruption at different sort of sports.
That's right. In a moment, you're going to tell me that you've lost your innocence or something like that. I'm sure that you are. And my joke about this is that, you know, we keep losing our innocence over and over again, largely through forgetting and then having it forced back into our faces. It is upsetting for sports romantics, of which, you know, there are many of us. I put myself in that category to the extent that when I'm watching a sport event, any sport event, I want to think that it's legitimate. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, sport isn't that interesting. You know, it's about competitive uncertainty and the drama of the moment, and any sense that it's fixed, that is upsetting. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate it, because I think probably, most sports events are clean. That most sports people want to win. But there are, let's put it this way, serious temptations. Let's say in this case, you're a run-of-the-mill tennis player. It's very hard to make money, especially the individual sports. I call them the hyper-capitalist sports, where a very small number of people make a lot of money and a large number of people make virtually nothing. And so the temptations there, someone whispers in your ear, can you drop that set? Can you start off, this match and in a particular way and then change the outcome? One can understand, distressing though it is, why a person would do that.
Absolutely. You mentioned gambling before, and live betting seems to be a strong link to match fixing. Does the gambling industry and live betting need to be more heavily regulated or even banned in some cases, do you think?
Well, I mean, there are regulations, of course, and there have been calls on to prevent, for example, as you suggest, live betting or betting on so-called micro outcomes, not entire events, which are harder to fix, but moments. It might be a service game or an over in cricket, for example. That's a real issue. This is, of course, exacerbated by online betting. But there are two areas here. There is legal betting, the whole legal framework. But there are also, whole nations where, in particular in the Indian subcontinent, where, in fact, most sports betting is officially banned. But, in fact, there's a massive betting market. It's an illegal market. That is much harder to control.
Okay. And you mentioned tennis. You described it as a hyper-capitalist or individual sports being a hyper-capitalist kind of sport. Some big names in tennis have spoken out about this report released. What are they saying?
Well, yes. Novak Djokovic has said that, he said that some time ago that he's been approached and he turned away this offer, but that was some time ago, and that he doesn't think that it's a major problem at the top end. Roger Federer has come out overnight and said that he would like to name names because, you know, if it has been said in the BBC BuzzFeed News report that there are eight current players in the Australian Open who have been implicated in some way, not found guilty, but certainly are under suspicion, then, you know, every time we watch a match in the Australian Open or everywhere else, we're going to say, well, is it that person? You know, that person, that was a surprising loss. You know, what's the story there? Now, of course, what the authorities often do is they check betting plunges. That's, you can certainly do that in the formal betting market, but it does cause I think a problem as you suggested. Sports fans start to ask questions. I mean, there was a recollection of you know the famous cricket match. It was called the Leather Jacket game involving Hansie Cronje, who threw a game for. The late Hansie Cronje, the South African cricket captain, who threw a game allegedly for $5,000 and a leather jacket, and the players involved in that game, it was a very unusual result. It was a manufactured result in that day, on that occasion, and there'd been a lot of rain and so on, and people were praising Hansie Cronje. This is really looking after the crowd. He's manufactured a result. And then it turns out that it was a fix. And Nasser Hussain, the England captain, rifle captain, who thought that was one of his greatest victories, now, you know, it's one of his worst memories because he realizes that he was fooled. And, you know, that is a real issue that, you know, that when someone, you know, a wins or loses under unusual circumstances, or even if it's fairly run-of-the-mill, but something strange happens during a game. It raises suspicion.
All right, David, we'll leave it there, but thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Good, and enjoy the tennis.
Thank you, I will. That's David Rowe, Professor of Cultural Research from Western Sydney University, talking to us about the scandal that had rocked the tennis world before the Australian Open got underway yesterday, and in a line of other sports being brought into question as well.